Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News.
Children ages 12 to 15 are now eligible to receive a Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine booster shot. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced Monday it's also shortening the time from 6 months to 5 months between being fully vaccinated to being able to receive a booster. Dr. John Brownstein spoke to Good Morning America.
Even at the best children's hospitals in the United States, with state-of-the-art care, some children who become infected with this virus will die from it.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will also weigh in on the Pfizer booster later this week. A judge has ordered charges dropped against two Bureau of Prisons guards who admitted falsifying records after Jeffrey Epstein's jail suicide. Tova Noel and Michael Thomas admitted their guilt in May in exchange for having the charges dismissed if they followed the agreement's rules for 6 months. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
New Year's Day started off with a bang in the Pittsburgh area.
The National Weather Service says a source of a loud boom heard near Pittsburgh was a meteor. It was heard around 11:30 a.m. on New Year's Day. The Weather Service confirming the sound was an airburst caused by an exploding meteor in the atmosphere. It says there was no seismic activity or thunderstorms when the boom rattled homes. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A fast-moving redistricting trial over North Carolina's new congressional and legislative maps has started. Three state trial judges are hearing arguments which allege district boundaries approved by the legislature in November are partisan. The state Supreme Court told the judges to rule by January 11th. Appeals are expected to follow. This year's primary already has been delayed from March to May while the lawsuits are heard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dr. Anthony Fauci explains why kids' COVID-19 hospitalization numbers are so high.
As some media headlines across America read doom and gloom for America's children during the Omicron variant of the pandemic, Dr. Fauci on MSNBC says these numbers are being inflated.
That if you look at the children who are hospitalized, many of them are hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID. If a child goes in the hospital, they automatically get tested for COVID, and they get counted as a COVID hospitalized individual, when in fact they may go in for a broken leg or appendicitis or something like that. So it's overcounting the number of children who are, quote, hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A federal judge in Oklahoma has set a January 28th date for the resentencing of Joe Maldonado Passage, better known as the Tiger King Joe Exotic. In July, a federal appeals court ruled he should get a shorter sentence. The U.S. Court of Appeals determined the trial court wrongly treated two murder-for-hire convictions separately in calculating his prison term. Maldonado Passage received a 22-year prison sentence. The appeals court said the trial court should have calculated to be between 17 and a half years to just under 22 years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, maybe the first thing we ought to do for the people in the Northeast is get them warm. I tell you that this, you know, we just came through the winter season, and you know, we thought anyway, or through the holiday season and all, where the weather sometimes is frightful, but it seems to be amping up even more so. Dr. Paul Kengor is with us, professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. How you doing out there, Paul?
Doing pretty good, Bill. And actually, I'm in Northern Virginia, so I drove. I drove down here yesterday from the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area, and there was no snow in Pittsburgh. It was cold. It was probably about 15, 18 degrees. And so I arrived to around the Beltway around 270 to 495, and I was just stunned by all the snow that was everywhere. And as I got closer to Alexandria, Virginia, I was shocked by by what I saw. And there's just snow absolutely everywhere. I lived here for about 5 years, and I've never seen anything like this. And
you're lucky you didn't get caught in the traffic there, did you? I mean, some people they've been on the I-95 for over 24 hours, Paul.
I saw that this morning, and I can't imagine that. I did. I mean, by the time that I came through, Bill, there were cars all over the sides of the road, stranded. But not many cars on the road. And fortunately, my GPS led me in areas that were clear. I usually take the George Washington Parkway, but the top of that was closed. And I don't know what we did days before GPS.
It's just
a nightmare.
Well, you got stuck on the highway and hoped that somebody brought an extra sandwich or something, and maybe an extra can of gasoline, you know?
Right.
Because it
was cold, and I walked around down here yesterday around 5 or 6 o'clock, and it's very cold. It was mid-20s and kind of windy with a wind chill. But what makes it worse is people in this area are not used to this kind of weather. So I mean, for me, I had a truck, and I thought, well, you know, I drive through this all the time, right? But if you're not if you're not used to it, it can be it can be pretty hazardous. And so it's a crazy situation down here. It's quite weird.
Well, even if you do have experience, you're dealing with people who don't have experience. So, and that's who you're sharing the road with. So that can be a bit dangerous. So, you know, our prayers for those people out there, because they're talking it might warm up to about 32, 33 degrees, somewhere in there. But anyway, it's
sunny. It'll probably melt a lot of it on the roads. At least it should. But even then, I had a couple appointments canceled coming in already today because of people who had electricity out or power out or a tree fell on the fence in the backyard. You know, one guy told me the furnace isn't working. He has to stay home to deal with that. So, you know, there's all these unforeseen things that you don't expect aside from just a slippery road.
And not to mention the fact that we're still dealing with a pandemic. And all kinds of pandemic disruption still continues. This is the bottom line reality, regardless of what the government would want to tell us or confuse us by. We just see it with our own eyes. And I think that America is rising to the common sense challenge. And they're dealing with this, in spite of some of the confused messages that are being put out there by the government.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of common sense from the government. And I see this as soon as I come down to cities like this, Bill. All of a sudden, you just see people with masks everywhere and signs on doors, if you're not vaccinated, this and that. And no one has confronted me yet today, but in New York, anytime that I go to New York, I try to go into a restaurant wherever. They say right away, are you vaccinated? And I look at the waitress, the hostess, and I say, no, better than that. I had COVID. I have antibodies. Right. I had previous infection. I'm immune. I want to go into a long sermon about, by the way, if I'm vaccinated, why does it matter? Because vaccinated people are getting this. It's better if I already had it. But there's no common sense.
What happened to the HIPAA law that says you can't ask that kind of question?
Right. No, I said, well, that's exactly right. That's being disregarded. I mean, all sorts of ethical issues are being disregarded. They speaking of New York again, Governor Kathy Hochul, who I think is now worse than Andrew Cuomo, if that was even possible. Mm-hmm. But she won't let New York healthcare workers. She won't honor their religious objections, their religious appeals. And then for many people around the country who can't even get medical waivers when their doctor comes forward and writes to their employer and says, listen, this person had COVID and has this issue, that issue, that issues A, B, C, and D, and I'm telling him or her that they cannot get this shot. This is hazardous to their health. And the HR department's rejected. So people will come back with and make an appeal based on religion or conscience. Mm-hmm. That at least gets honored. But if you're in the state of New York and you're a healthcare worker, that's not being honored in the state of New York. And that went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court refused to even hear the case. That Neil Gorsuch wrote an opinion along with, God bless him, Alito and Clarence Thomas. And Gorsuch said, this undermining of First Amendment freedoms alone that Hochul did, quote, alone is sufficient to render the mandate unconstitutional, unquote. And he said, today we do not just fail these applicants in the state of New York, we fail ourselves. So if you're at a point where you can't get not just a medical waiver, but even a religious or conscientious waiver, this is absolutely unconstitutional. And your country is as restrictive as Austria. Even Pope Francis in the Vatican, they say, okay, we want you to either be vaccinated or show us proof of previous infection. Okay, good.
Exactly. Well, right? Hey, that's good.
But not in America.
That's good. At least they're asking that question. Yeah, we just had an extensive conversation with a frontline doctor in California. He said, number one, and he's the first doctor that I heard say this. He says, the number one defense against COVID is natural immunity, bar none, not even close. Number one. He goes, that's it. And he's recommended to all his patients, and he's dealt with thousands of patients. I don't believe that he's had one fatality because they believe in dealing with this early. And, you don't wait until, you don't send the people home and wait until they get deathly ill and then send them to the hospital. You know, they've been very proactive with, this regimen that reinforces the natural body immune system, and this has been proven most effective, his patients and with another doctor in Southern California as well, who is a UCLA doc. This other one is Harvard trained. These guys know what they're doing, and they're not getting caught up in the politics of it all. They're just doing what doctors do, do no harm and take care of their patients. Imagine that common sense idea, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. But
Well, we've got about 30 seconds left here. We're talking with Dr. Paul Kengor, professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Going to talk about his latest column. Yeah, you know, let's take a look at 2021 about remembering, you know, what we learned from 2021. But let's not forget the lessons of 9/11 and what kind of impact that had on America last year. So more from Dr. Kengor on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes after the top of the hour, we're back with you. Dr. Paul Kengor continues with us, the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. In his recent commentary, he writes, remember 2021 and remember the lessons of 9/11. Paul, this must have been an inspirational moment that came across, because I think that when we all pause and look back over the past year, consider the obvious. But you got an interesting perspective to say, wait a minute, you know, the thing that also seemed to come to light is that we not forget the lessons of 9/11, because they still linger.
That's right, Bill. And yeah, I was asked by the National Catholic Register, the editor said, hey, can you do an end of the year piece for us? And what do you think was the most important thing that happened in 2021? And, you know, most people are doing those assessments kind of looking at the Biden presidency in contrast to the Trump presidency, or looking at COVID, of course. And I thought, well, for me, it was what happened in July and August with Afghanistan. And exactly. It was Biden prematurely pulling troops, the way that he pulled the troops, the way that he removed the troops from Afghanistan, and really what he did there. And you know, 2021, that point, I mean, September 11th, 2021 was the 20th anniversary, of course, of September 11th, 2001. And by September 11th, 2021, 20 years later, we thought that we had put 9/11 behind us in a sense, right? That you know, Afghanistan was certainly absolutely far from perfect. You know, it at least was no longer the place that could become this hotbed of terrorists, this place that could be, you know, that could provide safe haven for another Osama bin Laden, for some other ISIS type. And yet, what's happened with the way that Biden removed the troops that he did is they've allowed the Taliban to return. So, on the 20th anniversary of 2001, what happens? The Taliban comes back into control. Yeah, the Taliban's flag is flying over Kabul again.
Yes.
And
right.
So it's just an absolutely calamitous event. And we may look back at 2021, ironically, as sowing the seeds for some other type of future 9/11. And by that, you know, obviously I don't mean, you know, a couple skyscrapers get hit again by airplanes, right? I mean, it's, whatever the attack is going to be is going to be completely different. And the Taliban this time around seems to be a little smarter than they were in 2001, right? They seem more attuned to PR and how they publicly present themselves, right? They're not as suicidal as they were in 2001. But in a way, that's maybe even more dangerous because, you know, who knows what they could be planning, what they could be plotting. And again, you know, which that attack on the airport in, I think it was Kandahar, right, back in August, they killed 13 Marines. You know, that was ISIS that did that. So you know, ISIS is
it was a guy that was previously in jail. He was being held, and then America's moving out. He's released, and then as a gift to the Taliban, he kills 13 American soldiers.
Yeah, and you know exactly what we were trying to avert being repeated after 2001. We didn't want Afghanistan once again to become this place where terrorists would gather, recruit, and organize with protection and safe haven from the government. And we prevented that from happening from 2001 to 2021. Well, guess what? Now it's going to once again become that place for terrorists to go and organize and plot against the U.S. government and whoever else.
Let me ask you this. What is it about the Democrats? They don't get national security, do they?
No,
I mean, really, I mean, you got to put it right at their doorstep. I mean, Joe Biden, he approached this as a transactional engagement. I mean, the same thing like Barack Obama. They everything was transactional. It's just like there was no long term consideration or any, you know, forward thinking plan. It was just, OK, we're just going to get out.
That's exactly right. And if you're looking for kind of a common person here from the Obama administration into the Biden administration, it's Anthony Blinken. And
yes.
Anthony Blinken was Deputy Secretary of State under Barack Obama. And it was John McCain, of all people. And McCain said this. I believe Anthony Blinken, McCain said this in 2014. I believe that Blinken is not only unqualified, but maybe one of the worst selections of a very bad lot that this president has chosen. His thinking is dangerous to America and to the young men and women who are fighting and serving it. He said, we've been very clear, we've been very consistent The war will be concluded by the end of 2014. Actually, that's Blinken saying this. But what McCain said was, here's a quote that I was looking for. I'm worried about Blinken being in the position that he's in, because if they stick to that timetable, I'm telling my colleagues that we will see the replay of Iraq all over again. And that's in Afghanistan. We must leave a stabilizing force behind of a few thousand troops, or we will see again what we saw in Iraq. And that's exactly what's happened in Afghanistan. And Bill, we had left behind a stabilizing force of a few thousand troops. We had only about 2,000 troops left in Afghanistan.
That's right, exactly.
During that period. I mean, this was easy. This, and they blew it all up. You're right. What about Democrats and national security? Biden, Obama, Jimmy Carter? This is like a direct line from Jimmy Carter, which is where all of this began when the Soviets invaded Afghanistan in December 1979 and the Shah fell and our hostages were taken a few weeks before that in November 1979. So, you know, all of this goes back to the late 1970s, the seeds of what's happened here.
Well, the other common factor besides Blinken is Joe Biden himself. That Gates said he's never gotten anything right when it comes to, international affairs or national security. And here it is. I mean, he's bumbling his way through. And I don't understand, you know, why people continue to give him, you know, these positions of responsibility. I mean, you know, that he's elected president of the United States, and look what's happening, whether we're talking, you know, what's happening overseas with Russia, China's, continued aggressiveness and emergence on the world stage. And then, look at our southern border. I mean, it's just a total mess right now. And we have become so vulnerable that, again, we're reliving what we did for 8 years with Obama. I mean, we've lost this sense of security, which, you know, that's the number one job of the president of the United States is national security. And this guy, he's not even a D. I mean, he gets an absolute F on this, Paul.
Yeah, no question about that. In fact, Lindsey Graham said, for the next 20 years, American presidents will be dealing with this catastrophe in Afghanistan. And he said, terrorists are now in charge of Afghanistan again. We've entered a new deadly chapter, and we have. And Barack Obama, I remember, I mean, so when we invaded Iraq in 2003, the invasion went incredibly well. What became difficult, very difficult, was the occupation after, from about 2004 to 2006. And then there was the Petraeus surge, which completely turned things around by 2007, 2008, to the point where, remember this, Bill, the Democrats during the debate, Hillary Clinton was going after Barack Obama in 2008 because Obama wanted to pull the troops and was criticizing the surge. And Hillary Clinton said, you can't do that, right? You can't, things are going well now. You can't do that. But Obama came in, did exactly that, and it allowed ISIS to spring up in the country that we liberated in 2003, 2004. And now, of all people, you have Obama's vice president, Joe Biden, as president of the United States. And, you know, Americans right now, they're thinking about COVID. They're thinking about bad weather, other issues, protests domestically. But all of the stuff in the Middle East, this is not going away, and it's going to come back, and it's going to bite us again.
Well, and it's going to bite us in a major way when you think about it economically. You know, the cost of this disaster. It's that old Pennzoil commercial, Paul. You pay me now or you pay me later. The idea is that later it gets much more costly and much more expensive, doesn't it?
And deadly. Yeah, to the point where you might have to go in and remove somebody. And then at that point, who's the first in line to criticize you for that? Liberals, right? Liberal Democrats. Or at least that's what they say if there's a Republican in charge. If one of their guys is in charge, it's a totally different story, right? Once their guys are in charge, not only is the vaccine okay, but everybody in the world has to be forced to take it, right? You know, they just turn on a dime on all these things in an absolutely amazing way. But what happened with Iran?
Well, we got to leave it there. Appreciate the time, Dr. Paul Kengor. Thank you, buddy. Happy New Year.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate law. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The $9 billion medical miracle that never existed. Elizabeth Holmes, the founder and former CEO of blood testing company Theranos, on Monday was found guilty of conspiracy and fraud against certain investors by a California jury. The Biden administration brought 36 migrants back to the United States for court hearings on Monday under the reimposed Remain in Mexico program and expanded its enforcement of that program into San Diego, California. Candidate Joe Biden from a year ago.
This is the first president in the history of the United States of America that anybody seeking asylum has to do it in another country.
The Biden administration has asked the Supreme Court to intervene and allow them to end the program that blocks illegal immigration. Apple Technology on Monday became the first publicly traded company to be worth $3 trillion. It comes less than 2 years after the company became the first to get a $2 trillion valuation. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Jeff Kemp shared with us over the weekend a thought that he had that I thought was one that we should talk about this morning. Jeff Kemp is the author of Facing the Blitz, the former NFL quarterback and now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, Happy New Year, buddy. How are you?
Good, Bill. Happy New Year to you and all of the folks listening.
Well, I like your idea. You know, this is a time to start over, to reassess, you know, what we want to happen, how intentional we want to be about this coming year. And one thing about looking forward, it also gives us pause to look back to say, okay, what did we learn? And I like that you posed the question. You said, what's God's central lesson for you from this past year?
Yeah, you know, we tend to make all these, you know, dreamy goals and resolutions for the new year. And within several weeks, many times, or sometimes a couple of days, we're not quite living up to them. And we drift away from them and get a little discouraged sometimes or just forget about it, you know. But that's because it's kind of us doing it. It's like, you know, we generate, I want to drink less. I want to work out more. I want to eat less. I want to talk to my kids on the phone more. You know, I want to get up earlier and read the Bible. We make these little decisions, sometimes big ones, but it's really kind of us generating the idea and us coming up with the game plan. And then we might pray and say, God, you know, help me. But It's not like it was generated from hemp. So the question that I pose that we're talking about is, looking back in this last year, what did God show you? What did God speak to you? Did you really hear from him and learn something? What was the key lesson or two that he gave you? And if we think of what he has shown us, well, I don't think he wants us to, quote, learn that lesson and run on. I think he wants us to incorporate it in our life and anchor on it and
exactly.
Steward it. And so probably whatever he really taught you last year is what you ought to be living this year. Mm-hmm. And then remembering, he's going to show me some cool new things this year. I need to be listening to the Lord. You know, when I go to
exactly.
church or when I read the Bible or pray, I need to do it as his son or his daughter who's waiting to hear from my perfect father. So that was my intent to prompt.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's absolutely brilliant, Jeff. What was your central lesson from last year?
Funny, the difficulty is getting down to one thing, but I think
yes.
For me, it mainly revolves around I need to live as a son.
Mm.
I need to live as a son of God, just like Jesus lived as the Father's son. And it's interesting that his style of living was so connected to the Father, so dependent on the Father, so relational with the Father. And he said, my Father's always at work, and so am I. And I never say or do anything that my Father doesn't tell me to do. And
exactly.
bringing him glory. And Jesus was like talking to his Father, praying to him all day long, but he also would go up in the hills and pray at length if he had to pick his disciples, which he would do the next day, or after feeding the 5,000, he went into the hills and prayed with his Father. And to pray might have just meant listening to the Father, because he said, I only do what I hear the Father give me to do. So for me,
exactly,
it's this receive from the Father pattern of living. I call it the receive principle that Jesus lived. And funny story about it, Bill. I like to wake up in the morning and sit with God for 2 or 3 minutes and just say, I'm your son, you're my father, thank you so much, help me approach my day that way, you know, whether I'm going to have time to read the Bible and pray through my list or not. And one day, we got up early to play tennis, and I didn't do that. We just, you know, rolled out of bed, jumped in the car, went to the tennis court, my wife and I, and started playing, and pretty soon I was being competitive and frustrated that I wasn't hitting well. And grumbling under my breath, and I stopped myself and I said, wait a minute, you're not playing tennis as a son.
Yes.
God wants you to play tennis as his son. And if you were, you'd think about your wife, and is this fun for her? And you'd say, wow, God, thanks that I even have a body that can play tennis, and it's warm enough to play tennis today. And I changed immediately, and I calmed down, I laughed at myself, I started stroking the ball better, and I was nice to Stacy, and we both had a good time. That silly story.
Yeah.
Is an example of living as a son versus living as Jeff, doing his best to be a good Christian and maybe a good husband and accomplishing stuff in the world with God's help in the last second when I finally decide to pray. That's the way we usually do things.
Yeah. For me, Jeff, the recurring verse that stayed with me all year was, in you I live, move, breathe, and have my very being. And that's what brings me back, speaking to what you're saying, I mean, your point is that we are so connected with the Father and realizing where it all comes from. And, you often speak of, what Jesus said, that I only do what I see the Father doing. And that is something, that is a verse that has always been stayed with me as well, to think, okay, God, help me to understand how that works. The other thing that came out for me, And this is toward the end of the year, because I was thinking about next year. And I thought, hey, we should pray that this be our best year ever. And why not? God, but you're the one. And the thing, as you were saying earlier, is that God is very specific and he's very complete. He's not going to give you an idea that says, okay, that's a theory. Go have fun with it. I mean, like when he showed Moses the temple. I mean, here's all the details. Here's all the construction. Here's all the plans, everything else, right? You and I talked about. So it's the same thing. It's like, okay, if you want to construct for yourself the best year ever, then you go to the Father, as you say, and say, okay, God, what are the components? What does the best year ever for me that glorifies you, what does that look like? Because you wouldn't have given me that thought or that idea if you didn't have its totality in mind. And whatever it takes, you know, to get that from the Father, to get those marching orders like you were talking about, you know, that's my prayer for us. Because I woke up with this idea that, yes, this could be the best year ever, in spite of all that we went through last year and all the things that people are predicting and what may look rough on the horizon. In spite of all that, God wants it to be our best year ever. So if he wants it to be so, then why not, right?
The best year ever isn't 2022 or 2020 or 2018 or 2017. It's not a particular year. It's not the circumstances of the year. The best year ever is the year where you are closest to God. The best year ever is the year where you let God call the shots in your life more than any other year. So I think it starts with a mindset that says, God is a better owner of my life than me. God is a kinder, more benevolent, and smarter owner of my life than me. So that's why I want to let God own me, everything about me, and I want the Spirit to lead me. And that's why I want to stay connected to him as a son, a daughter, dependent. Yes. I don't want self-confidence this year, Bill. I want God confidence.
Amen. Amen.
I don't like to get some praise and adulation and applause. I want God to get glory this year.
Yeah.
And I want God's timing, not mine, this year. God's timing is better.
Well, and it's what people are crying out for, Jeff, right now. I mean, for all the chaos and the pain, the death, you know, that has been abounding as a result of COVID, you know, this pandemic that's now entering its third year, you know, people are weary, they're frightened, and they're looking for men and women of faith instinctively. And they're saying, okay, what is the difference in you? Why is there peace in your life and not in mine? What is the difference, right?
Well, can I close with this? I think
yes, please. We got a minute left. I'm going to let you have it all. Go ahead.
Okay. Fear and peace are inversely related to how much we focus on and emphasize and value the here and now. The more you value the here and now instead of the eternal, the more fear you'll have. The more you focus on the eternal, the more peace you'll have. So don't fear your weaknesses. Don't fear your lack of understanding. Don't fear your lack of control. Trust God and focus on what he's already done and what he'll do in the future. And look at the big picture. Then we can live without fear.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate the insight. How can people be in touch with you and get involved and answer your question, God's central lesson for you from this past year?
Well, they can email me at jeffkempteam.com, and that's my website, jeffkempteam.com.
Thank you, Jeff Kemp.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. you need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, who joins us now. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, ready, like enjoying the new year. How about yourself?
Hey, doing terrific. I'm looking forward to 2022, as we were talking with Jeff Kemp earlier. The thing that is impressed upon me is that this would be our best year ever. And Jeff was thinking in the context of outside of a traditional 12-month idea. I think that's fine as well. But the idea that, you know, in terms of something that's measurable, you have to look at it and say, okay, what if this is going to be your best year ever, what does it look like? What needs to happen? What building blocks in those decisions that you must make, those choices that you must make, in order to determine that this would be your best year ever? And it's almost like anything, when you set a goal, you always start with the end in mind. You start with the end and then go backwards, right? And the idea that you could even stop to think, okay, I'm going to make this the best year ever. All right, well, think about that for a minute, and maybe two. You know, what does the best year look like? And then go back to where you are now and say, okay, here's the building blocks to make this the best year ever, and these are the things I need to focus on. And write it down, like all good goals, you know, unless you write it down, it's easy to forget, and it's easy to not hold yourself as accountable when you write it down. So I found, and this has just been a practice that I've done over the years, is writing my goals down, because it's always fun come, you know, November, December, and you look back and you go, whoa, hey, wow, I didn't even realize. I did, in fact, reach this goal. This is really good. You know, I stayed focused on certain things. So, you know, some nice surprises and gifts at the end of the year when you realize that you did follow up on, you know, some of these things, and that you're appreciating the benefit of it all, right?
Oh, yeah, I definitely found that having goals just kind of in front of me every day really helps. In fact, you know, I need to go ahead and write my list for this year. That's a good reminder, because, I mean, that is one of the best ways to accomplish it, is just to keep it in your mind constantly, because it matters to you. But you have all these other things that come up that kind of, you know, your daily tasks that can get away in the way of your goals. So I think writing a list and just having it somewhere, it's like a reasonable list that you can accomplish. And, you know, sometimes it's nice to have stuff on that list that's a little easier. My grandma always gave me that as a tip, have something on the list that's like easy to accomplish so that you can get motivated.
Yeah, you got to have a victory. You got to have a victory. And
yeah.
Also, overall, you know, make a list that you have a fair chance to be successful at. You know,
exactly.
Okay, you can go and have one big one if you want to just have put it out there. Hope and a prayer, I guess, if you want to put one down. But by and large, these should be attainable goals, you know, so where you can have, and I agree with your grandmother, that's great wisdom, is put at the top of the list something that is attainable. It's kind of like what the Admiral shared with that graduating class, right? Every day you wake up, you make your bed. And if you make bed, you've had one successful moment and start of the day, right? So amazing how something so simple and academic, how powerful that can be. You know, I gotta say this, Sam. I was looking forward to talking. You know, we've been off the last couple of weeks because we took a little holiday break, and I thought about you often, especially when this one commercial came up. I don't know why, but I said you and I have to talk about this. This was a Chevrolet commercial over the holiday that was just so touching. And it just reminded me of you and how you share so many touching things with our audience every week with these viral videos. But I thought this was one of the best commercials for the holiday season, and that was that Chevrolet commercial where the father was going into the barn or into the garage, and he was there was this old Chevrolet there, and you could sense there was some attachment. And as the commercial reveals itself, you understand that that was actually his wife's car, and she has since passed. And the car was just aging there, was in disrepair. But the father would go and visit, you know, in the garage and kind of visit, and the daughter got the idea that maybe it should be renovated. And so for a Christmas present, she got the community together, and they renovated the car. And so when he went out to the garage, he looked and he was just blown away. The car was totally restored. He was just so touched by it. You know, tears are in his eyes. And even, you know, to his delight, he was even able to start the car and you know, get it out of the garage. And as he's going down the driveway, his daughter comes out and meets him and says, Merry Christmas, Dad.
Oh.
That was my favorite. That was my favorite commercial of the Christmas season. That was so
great. Oh, I'm so honored that made you think of me. What a sweet story. What a sweet story. Yeah. I love commercials like that. And you know, I think you know, with the car prices like they are right now, it might be a good idea to get rid of the old cars.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you can get the parts, you know, and
that's
of course.
True.
That's the only deal. I mean, I just bought a new car last year, and I've got dealers offering me, you know, $5,000-$6,000 more than what I paid for in order to buy the car. I go, well, great, yeah, I sell you my car, and then I'm going to be without a car, and I'm going to have to end up paying that $7,000 back, you know, to get a new car, you know, so that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but, you know, such as it is. Anyway, I want to talk about this first story that you've got for us, a map that was drawn from memory. Helps a man reunite with his family decades after abduction. Tell us about this.
Yeah, that's right. So Li Jingwei, he was abducted when he was just 4 years old. This was 30 years ago. And so he always
4 years old?
Yeah, he was just 4 years old. Can you believe that? And he always knew that he had been abducted, that, you know, he remembered his mom and dad, but he couldn't remember his name. He couldn't remember the name of the village he was from or anything like that. But ever since he was little, he would draw a map of what he could remember about the village. So he just kept drawing it over and over so he wouldn't forget. And now, recently, thanks to social media, he had seen another story where another young man who had been abducted was reunited with his family. So he decided to go online because he couldn't remember. You know, he just had no way of getting back home because he didn't know where home was. So he decides, you know what, I'm just going to take a shot. I'm going to share the map. And thanks to a bunch of social media sleuths, they end up figuring out what village his family's from. Even the government ends up getting involved, and they end up figuring out who his parents must be. And they just did a DNA test, and they did find his mom, and they were able to be reunited this past week, which I just think is amazing. A four-year-old's
memory.
Wow,
Merry Christmas. Right. Wow.
Can you believe that? A four-year-old's memory from 30 years ago ended up making it so he was able to get home. So I just think, you know, this is one of those things that miracles happen every day. And, you know, this is one of the beautiful things about social media. I know people criticize it sometimes, but this is one of those things that when people get together, really good things can come out of it. So,
yeah, without a doubt.
Good for him.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, congratulations. And this next story is about a man who pulls eight people out of a burning bus on Christmas Eve, huh?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, this is one of those things. It's in Zimbabwe. And it's one of those things that this guy just put himself right in the middle of harm's way. A very bad accident occurred along the highway there. And a fuel tanker collided with a bus that was carrying more than 60 passengers. And the truck driver was one of the first people on the scene. His name's Zirazani Batau. And he actually ends up saving the lives of eight of those passengers, getting third. He's still hospitalized himself and not able to talk because the doctors are treating him. But, you know, he's been hailed in the whole country. That, you know, the president and everybody there is just calling him a hero because he is. You know, that, like, that is the true sacrifice. He didn't know those people.
Yeah.
He just went in there and he had to go in there at least eight times to get eight passengers
right.
off the bus. That's amazing.
Wow. That's incredible. This next story, it's interesting. The difference that 15 minutes can make. It can make the difference of being born in 1 year or the next year, right? Like these California twins, born 15 minutes apart.
That's right. So Aylin and Alfredo Trujillo were born just 15 minutes apart in the Navidad Medical Center in Salinas, California. But the unique thing, they were born different days, different months, and a different year. The older brother was born at 11:45 p.m., and his twin was born at exactly midnight on January 1st. And I wonder if that's going to be something they talk about their whole life. Like, I was born a whole different year. I've got so much more wisdom.
Right.
I love little flukes like that.
Well, you know, and you know they'll take advantage of it because that's what brothers do, you know, family members do. Anytime they take advantage and make fun, that's cool. But that is amazing to think that. That could happen, but hey, with twins, you know, you're born in we're twins. Well, when were you born? I was born in 2021. How about you? I was born in 2022. Well, how can you be twins? We're 15 minutes apart. You know, I was born at midnight. I mean, it's going to be a fun story. I mean, it'll be a real icebreaker when they go dating, right?
Absolutely. And their mom can also say, I was giving birth in 2 years, like gave birth like in two.
Yeah, really. Yeah, you have to give me compassion. Yeah, and respect,
that's
because,
right.
You know, hey, I had to deal 2 years with you guys, you know, carrying
that's
you guys
right.
over 2 years. Please, give me a break.
It lasted forever.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, whatever it takes, you know, as if mothers need more advantage than they already have. But that's a whole other story. We've got a New York painter with a rare deformity. He gets a new nose for Christmas, huh? I mean, this is like Rudolph, except a different type of Rudolph, huh?
That's right. So Conrado Estrada, he had a large nose due to it was caused by rhinophyma.
Right.
And he actually had that for years. He's 57 years old. He didn't ever think he'd be able to do anything about it. But he goes and he works in the yard or as a painter for Dr. Thomas Romo, who's a plastic surgeon, and decided to help him out for free. And he has a completely restored nose. And he's a very handsome man. He looks great. And I just think that's one of those things he just in the right place at the right time, and just for Christmas he got a new face, but he got his old face.
Wow,
and
the before and after is incredible when you see things like this. And what a great gift, like you said, a timing situation. For over 50 years he was carrying this terrible looking nose, and now, like you said, he's rather handsome.
That's great.
Thank you, Sam.
That's great.
Appreciate it.
Eye lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.